Sean Ritchie's coming over the week after with Devise, a three-year-old filly for the Oaks, and he joins us. Morning to you, Sean.
Good morning, Andrew.
I reckon you'd be a Ronan Keating fan.
Ronan Keating,
Please say, you know Ronan Keating.
I know Jimmy Barnes, he's over here, is that close?
Jimmy Barnes and Ronan Keating. I can't. No, I just can't. Hang on. Here we go. I've got to just remind you a little bit.
It's amazing how you can speak right to my heart.
Surely, Sean, you know this song, don't you?
Oh, I think my grandfather went to his concert.
Without saying a word, you can light up the dark.
Can't wait to see Ronan. He comes on the radio every time he's in town, so I'm hoping he comes on Saturday and has a chat. All right, that's enough of Ronan Keating. This filly, Devise, she seems to be pretty good if you can hang off the last two or three runs, Sean.
Yeah, look, she's remarkably consistent. She has a real go. She tries hard. The New Zealand Oaks last time were just inching closer and closer to the Baker Forsman filly in Bonneville. And, so she's certainly worthy of a chance in the ATC Oaks next week.
The New Zealand form, I know it's all different sorts of ages, but with the older horse and the like, but your three-year-old crop of the boys and girls looks to be really strong this year.
Yeah, look, if there's anything off the our Derby chances in Sydney this week, as you know, the Ginger Nuts, of course, won the New Zealand Derby. He's performing. John Snow's held that form up. And if you go back through the Oaks, I think Stephen Marsh was at the track this morning trying to tell me exactly what I should do because he won it with Sophia Rosa last year. He's giving me a little bit of a poke. So we've got a good strike rate, of course, in that in the Sydney Derby and Oaks. And I think these particular fillies have been Bonneville and Devise, and even a couple around them. Nicoletta, who, of course, has turned out. And those sort of first four fillies have been the first four home in the series once I've got to a mile and further in New Zealand for the last couple of months. A little advantage, we've been racing with good tracks in New Zealand too, so we're hoping that holds us in good stead for next week as well. But I guess we all like to see the track improve and be good for the racing on both the weekends of the championship.
Yeah, let's hope so. We've got a bit of rain forecast today, as our listeners know here. Let's just say it was soft ground, our soft here, you wouldn't be put off by that?
Well, look, the drier probably the better for us. We haven't tried her on a wet track. Having said that, she's galloped through the week here pretty good on slow ground, but it's a very different race day, as we all know. So the better the track, the better for us. I will say with that filly that won the VRC Oaks and with her tactics, the way she goes, it's a no-brainer that it's going to be a true mile-and-a-half test if she continues to go in that vein. And if that's the case, Bonneville is a good staying filly, and we've been just behind her all season, and I think our best chance is if it's a sit and sprint, and that won't happen with L'Equestre Spirit, I think it is, in the race.
So you'd prefer it with her not there?
Well, that would be our best chance to beat Bonneville, and then, of course, we've got to introduce the local form as well. Yeah. So, she's outstanding, Bonneville, and she's a genuine mile-and-a-half horse. She's we've had a head start on her and sat in some good positions up handy and kicked at the top of the straight, and she hasn't failed to reach us yet. But as I say, with the good consistency that our filly's showing, she's certainly worthy a chance of even running second or third to good horses in these races for $1 million is good prize money.
Yep, and you've gone with Oliver?
Yeah, look, I think Damien was suspended the day of the New Zealand Oaks, and his manager rung us the next day and said, look, Damien saw the fillies run, he'd be keen to ride her. So if you've got a rider of that quality chasing you, then certainly you turn around and say, good as gold.
Yeah, no, exactly. All right, so when does she come over, mate?
She flies over Monday. She'll have a final head out here Saturday morning, and she'll land at Randwick on Monday and, of course, take a place the following Saturday. So she'll just be there for the 5 days.
Okay. Well, safe travels, mate. She's a nice filly, and you've given us some basic thoughts about people looking at the markets. Surely you know that one, Sean. Life's a roller coaster ride. You know that. You train horses.
Exactly. It's never a truer word to say, but I tell you, we've got Jimmy Barnes here in Palmerston on Thursday night, and I know a few of the boys are heading down there before the Sires project, so we'll leave you to Ronan, Andrew.
You enjoy Jimmy, and we'll enjoy Ronan on Saturday. Thanks a lot, bud.
Good plan. Thanks, Andrew.